we are now joined with a guest that we love. He is no stranger to the microphones here at WRHI. Of course, it's Brandon Guffey, who is a representative in the South Carolina State House, District Number 48. So thank you for being here.
Thank y'all for having me on.
You've been really busy in the last couple of weeks and yes. and months and really years. We're going to get to that in a second when I talk to you about the Take It Down Act that was finally signed by President Donald Trump. But let's keep it local here first before we okay. start about the, or talk about that. Let's just do a quick year-end wrap-up, if we can, for what's going on at the State House.
Yep, we had a very busy year this year. It started off, number one, you know, we had tax reform. The House, Senate, and Governor all got together, and we said, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to a low flat tax. Well, as we got the economic impact statement back, said, oh, well, hold on a minute. This is going to raise a lot of people's taxes, so we need to come up with another solution. So what we've done is created a path to zero that's sitting in the Senate that will start.
Path to zero.
Yes. Like that. So we have to adjust because we're coming off of the federal tax system where you can take federal deductions, and that's what would have made people's taxes increase. So we have to slowly kind of come off of that in order to decouple ourselves from the federal government.
And why are we coming off of that? What was the reason behind that?
We're one of eight states that do that right now. Right. And the problem is whenever you're on that system, you get coupled in with the with the mandates that are set by the federal government. Okay. And we had a lot of those social issues that were coming up from the Biden administration that we were kind of stuck with because we were on that tax system. So we're coming off and setting our own system.
So that's effective when?
Well, it still has to pass the Senate. So according to Senator Peeler, he's going to improve it. And so we'll see what he does from there. But that was one of the big things. And whenever I came in, one of my big things was energy reform. We passed that fairly quickly. Our LCI committee worked really hard, got that knocked out. Liquor liability, which was affecting many of our small businesses.
That's been huge.
That's been a fight all year long. I think the Senate debated it for 8 weeks or so on the floor, so that was a big one. Boat tax bill, we've got sent over to the Senate, too, to try to reduce the property taxes on boats because it's the way that it's taxed.
They tax the motor and they tax the boat. Mm-hmm.
Yes, both of them, and then they're taking the value. And what we're doing is saying, hey, like this, it's getting ridiculous on the property taxes the way things are. And I think that's where we really need to adjust, but that's Act 388, and that's going to take a lot more work in the future. We've even done things. So the bill that I was most excited about this year was the Regulatory Freedom Act, which will cut 25% of all regs year one, and then it will sunset every reg to 7 years. So they have to come back. If you want to keep a regulation on the books, you have to come back with your agency and state why it's needed for us to keep it on there. And that's actually going to utilize AI to where we are combining the regs because so many of these are duplicative. It will cut so much red tape for our small businesses. That's one that's sitting in the Senate as well, but I'm extremely excited about that.
Work over there in the Senate. What is all this?
Well, and I was about to say, what's the timeline? Like, it sounds like they got a lot to tackle in, I think, just a couple of weeks,
well,
right?
Everything's what's this timeline look like? 2-year session. Yeah. So typically they push out their agenda 1 year. We push out our agenda. I'm sure if you talk to senators, they'll say, yeah, we got this, and it's sitting over in the House. You know, but I haven't seen all the Senate bills that might be sitting in the House that you know, if I'm not on that committee, I don't know what's coming up yet.
Who is going to tackle the 25% reduction in all the existing regulations? My God,
we've
there must
got
be
that.
Thousands of them.
Oh, there.
No wonder you need AI.
So I am chair of AI in South Carolina. And one of the things that we worked on with Chairman Bradley, which is they changed the name of the committee. We used to just call it regs or regulations. Now it's administrative regulations, artificial intelligence, and cybersecurity is the name of it now.
Wow.
But working together as a partnership to implement taking all regs, putting them in AI to flag the duplicitous regulations and start eliminating some of these out-of-date regulations that are on the books. And what I found whenever I was on county council, the biggest problem that we have with red tape, regulations, ordinances, we as the lawmakers are not able to talk to the people that are dealing with this daily. You might have a city employee or a county employee that's sitting there dealing with someone coming in every single day, and they're like, man, this is a problem. We need to fix it. But you don't get to talk to them. You only get to talk to the manager. And so you're not aware. And a lot of it are these little regulations that cause people to have to make 2 and 3 trips back. And that's what we need to eliminate.
God,
that's going to be interesting to see how that comes out.
Yes, yes. Mm. Well, now I want to move over to your Take It Down Act. So we know that a couple of weeks ago, how many weeks has it been now?
I think it's three.
Yes, 3 weeks ago, you were up in Washington, where President Donald Trump did finally sign.
At the invitation of the president.
Yes, of
course. Saw that nice, big, beautiful invitation. Yes. I hope you framed that.
I have it framed that. I am getting a copy of the bill, and I've got a pen from Melania and from Trump as well to frame together
with it.
So that will be exciting.
So tell us what the act actually said.
So the Take It Down Act, it was a brainchild, I'd say, of Senator Cruz and Senator Klobuchar. So you had Republicans and Democrats working together.
Novel idea.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Most of these tech bills are that way. They are bipartisan. But what it does is it will criminalize anyone that uploads a real or an augmented image, so artificial intelligence image, of a minor up to 3 years, which technically, if you're uploading a real image of a minor, you're going to get charged with child pornography. But if you do it of an adult that's non-consensual, it's up to 2 years in prison. And you notify the company that it's posted on, and they only have 48 hours to remove it, or they face fines from the FTC. Mm-hmm. So that's the big key. In cases like my son's, if he'd known that there is a tool that's going to allow to make sure these images aren't circulated, then that gives them hope. And the two teenage girls that participated with us, First Ladies Roundtable, which is kind of how all this kicked off of getting the Take It Down Act passed, classmates used artificial intelligent images to make it look as if these girls sent nude images, and they did not. And those circulated, and the kids couldn't get suspended from school because it wasn't a real image. There was no real rules or laws in place to handle that. And those images are still being circulated online, and it took Senator Cruz to be able to get them taken down. He said, look, this is ridiculous. You should not have to contact a United States senator to get these images taken down. It should not take literally an act of Congress to remove images.
I was about to say that puts whole new meaning to the term act of Congress.
Yes.
So I wonder, now that that bill is law, has anybody taken a look at wherever you go to see these things to see whether a bunch of stuff has disappeared?
Well, it has to be reported first. And see... So the person.
So if it happened beforehand, that's what I was asking you. Like, those girls really can't have any repercussion because it wasn't the law at the time.
But they can request that they be taken down.
So moms and dads that have this problem right now, or kids that have this problem, if you report it to whoever.
To the platform. They have 48 hours from the time that you report it.
So you report this online?
You can report it. Every online company will have a way to report it.
Is that going to be easy? Is that going to be something easy to be able to go on and do? Or are you going to have to get a lawyer or call
It should be. I mean, there are tens of thousands of social media apps alone. So, and we're not even getting into adult websites and all of these other things. So that is why the FTC has to get involved, because they have to handle a process at large to ensure before they start fining. So if let's just say I have an image and I have a problem and I can't get it down, I can't find a way to do it. If I contact the FTC and say, look, according to this law, I'm supposed to be able to get these images down, but they don't even have a way to report it. Well, they will fine them then for not having a way to report it. Hmm. Most of these companies were in support of this. Now, this bill isn't a perfect bill by any means. It's one brick in the wall that we need to build to protect our kids, but it is the first law written since 1996 that will protect children online.
How long do you think before the FTC has this system put in place?
It's not on them, really. I think it's really going to be on the private companies. And that has been my approach the whole time. Everyone says, well, you know, you can't just expect these companies to do it. Well, I can. You can either get in line or you can get offline. If you're not going to be serious about protecting children online, then you don't deserve to be online.
So I can sense right now Brandon Guffey is going to be calling 1-800-FACEBOOK, 1-800-X, 1-800-whatever. Have you got it? Have you got it? Have you got it? I mean, seriously, that's what it's going to take.
Well, and I'm sure that organizations like NCMEC, the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children, they already have so many programs in place. I'm sure that they're going to make it to where if you were to Google it, they've got a link on their website where it contacts these companies for you to make the process a lot easier. Whew. They already have a program through NCMEC and Meta called Take It Down, to where people could report images that were on Meta to take down.
Okay.
Well, this is going to be an ongoing conversation. This sounds like a straight talk for one of us.
Well, I'm going to be checking with him periodically because I'm sure he's going to verify.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I will continue to do it and still fighting for additional bills.
Good for you.
All right.
Good for you.
Thank you for swinging by the microphones. As always, Representative Brandon Guffey, we appreciate you being here.
Thank you all.